And now for a bit of fun. Imagine an epic battle between science and history. The Science Museum in London pitted against the city's Natural History Museum, using only items from their exhibits as weapons. Who would win? That's what one person asked last week during the museum's hashtag Ask a Curator Day on Twitter. The museums took the challenge and launched into a Twitter war. For the purposes of this dramatic radio portrayal of the Battle Royale, the two museums will be played by two Brits, Gemma Waters as the Science Museum and James Hyder as the Natural History Museum.
We have dinosaurs, no contest.
The Natural History Museum is full of old fossils, but we have robots, a Spitfire, and ancient poisons. Boom!
Okay, we weren't going to do this, but here come the locusts. Phimateus viridipes, Phimateus carshi, and Ornithacris pictula magnifica.
Obviously, we won't use this DDT insect spray on display in our new mathematics gallery. So instead, we'll fight them off with this giant killer, a British-made insect swatter circa 1900-1930.
Send in the sea dragons. From the Book of the Great Sea Dragons by Thomas Hawkins, 1840.
We were all set to call it a draw, but then we saw this. Turns out we have a dinosaur and it's 3D printed.
In my opinion, dinosaur trumps sea dragon. In the end, science and nature declared themselves both winners, and we agree.